Well, we're pleased because the better teams won for a change. The other night and against Peterborough, I thought we deserved at least something out of the game. And thankfully, the bit of experience what we've brought in today calmed the situation down a bit. And they were very, very good. They were worthy winners. And that's when you need your squad. I mean, we had a few go down, but we still had enough on the pitch to come to Hillsborough and play very, very well again. And I was very, very pleased with them.
Mm. Different style of performance today, wasn't it? You've ground it out, I think, a little bit.
Well, I think we played as well, but I think we had to go back to a little few basics. And we had to change with the injuries we've got. We didn't have another centre-half, but certainly big Paul McShane, who's come from nowhere, and Abdullah Fay were terrific. And it's been a good victory because we needed it. You need to arrest the slide, if that's what it was. And when you've got a few injuries, you need people to come in, like McKenna and Dawson in particular, were terrific.
Mm. And the goal, first touch, I think.
First
nice assist. Substitution, Mr.
Well,
manager.
I mean, AJ was limping.
Yeah. I didn't notice that.
It's an easy one, but I mean, it's been tough for Aaron because of the performances of Eluko and Jay. He's had to wait for his time. You know, he's played a wide on the right here for a long, long time. I don't think he enjoys that. He likes to go through the middle, and he's come on and scored a goal today, which is terrific for him. Pleased.
I've got to ask you, did you have a little bit of luck? They had a big penalty shout when Dawson has collided.
I haven't seen it.
Right.
It looked clumsy. I thought, uh-oh, here is one of them horrible mistakes again. From where I'm sitting, I always thought Ben was in control of it. I don't know, but... I'll be lying if I didn't say that my heart was in my gob, because I thought, oh, here we go again. This is the silly mistake we've made. We've been in complete control of the game. You know, I can't really remember Ben making a save. And Eluko had a wonderful chance just after the hour mark, where if he had scored, it would arguably be in goal of the season, you know, with the amount of passes we had. But maybe we had a little bit of luck in that area. Until I see it again, though, I'll reserve judgment.
You've had to make three changes. No Robbie Corran today. We'll start
well,
there.
Well, he hurt his calf yesterday in a freak one. And, you know, managers moan and groan about the number of games we play in this country. And, yes, a footballer can get through them. But it's ridiculous to keep asking footballers at this level to play Saturday, Tuesday, Saturday, Tuesday, Saturday, week after week after week, even though it is early in the season. And unfortunately, you pick up niggles, you pick up fatigued injuries. And I mean, Corran hurt his calf yesterday just in the warm-up, so he must have been fatigued from the Tuesday and didn't recover.
Mm. How long is he likely to be out?
Well, it's touch and go for Ipswich. Any time is a muscle injury. It's touch and go for Ipswich. We'll see how they are. The international break has come right at the good time for us because, you know, we've needed four or five people to try and get fit. Let's see if they can do that.
Might Paul McKenna have been in your thinking anyway for this one, beside that Robbie Corran injury?
Yes, I mean, we deliberated long and hard because we wanted to be and make sure that we got a clean sheet for one. You know, we couldn't keep shipping in goals like we're going, so he was always in there. And it was always me plan to play the most experienced players. You know, when you're up against it a little bit, there's nothing like a bit of experience, like Dawson. Although, if that had been a penalty and they scored, I'd have kicked him all the way back to Hull and back again. But he did very, very well. He came in and was rock solid.
OK. No Joe Dudgeon today. Is that injury worse than maybe you've
What's the story? Well, he sees a specialist, Dudge, on Monday. And we'll see what he says on that one. But he got a horrible knock to his knee in Leicester, if you remember. And he did well against Forest the other night, but it blew up again and swollen and nasty. So we'll see what that is, and let's hope it's not too serious. Mm.
What's the worry?
The worry is that he's flaked something off in his knee. You know, there's a piece of stuff floating around, we think. But as I said, until he sees that specialist on Monday, Tuesday, we'll not really know the extent of it.
Okay, Jay Simpson came off with a knock.
He's got a knock. I expect him to be all right. He's got a knock. I think it's just more a knock, and I think he'll recover. No doubt about that.
The international break gives you a couple of weeks to hopefully we'll see Alex and Chezzy back for Ipswich, yeah?
Yeah, I would think so. I would think they would be there or thereabouts. And then, you know, we start again where, you know, we've got another six games coming up in a matter of days and weeks. And that's why we harp about the squad, you know. You know, without the squad today and the little bit of depth we have, then we would be up against it. It's never an easy place to come and play here. So that squad's helped us through today.
Two more. You only had six on the bench today. I'm right there.
We had six. We had six injuries or what suspensions or six injuries, and so you know we can't carry huge amounts. But and that was a young kid on there too. You know, Connor was on the bench as well. So yeah, we knew we were one short, but then again, you can only use three.
Yeah.
So it's not a big problem.
All right. Are you likely to do any business in this international break? Do you need something in your squad?
We'll see. We'll have a look at the back end of next week. As I've said repeatedly, you know, it's difficult to get people on loan. Very, very difficult. If somebody's available who's going to really improve us, then make no mistake, I'll be battering down the owner's door. At the moment, you know, we just have to be a bit patient with it. I think we're 2 points off, really, from where we want to be. Mm-hmm. I'd have liked going into now, I'd have liked 18, 19 points. We're 10th, we're 3 points are separating eight clubs. We're in the shake with a quarter of the season gone. And for what I've seen, then we haven't got much to fear. You know, there's not a Man U or a Chelsea in our division. Mm-hmm. So we've had a decent start. Let's continue it after the break.
Does that points target at the end of the season say you're an automatic promotion side then? Have you done the calculation and you think that's
realistic?
No,
but I just take 10 points and ideally you would like 20. If you can take 2 points a game, then you're going to get promoted. It's highly unlikely that you can do it, but that's got to be the aim. But, you know, we set a target of the six games after the last break. Can we get 10, 11 points? We've got nine. With a bit of luck, we could have been 12, could have been 13, but we're a couple short of where we want to be, but overall, decent start.